Yeah, Pally. Thanks for the sandwich. I'll catch you later.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah.
You got a dollar? I got this fire parlay, man. I promise you it's going to hit. I'll pay you 20% of my winnings. I need $1. I got this parlay.
Oh,
I mentioned.
This guy is a fiend. No, you can't have... Wait a second. Don't I know you from somewhere?
No.
When'd you get that? Nate, is that you?
Man, okay. Yeah, it's me. It's me. Just...
Oh, my God. Nate, what happened? Last time I saw you, we were helping you set up the Suck Bangers podcast or whatever. What was that called?
It's the Luck Changes.
Yeah, the Cluck Bangers. Whatever. Well, how's that going, Nate?
Well, as of lately, it's been pretty quiet, but that's why I need this dollar, man. If I get this parlay, we're taking off. We're to the moon.
Why don't you, hit up somebody else, get the podcast going again, You need a little, inject some light into the podcast, Nate.
You're right, but hear me out. I get this $1. You come over here, you help me out with this one podcast, just one, and then we're off.
Nate, I'm going to help you this one time, but I swear, if you don't pay me my 20%, I will hurt you. I will hit you in your knees.
I promise, sir. Thank you. Now, let's get this shit popping.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate, and we got a little different feel today. Joining me is Monty the Italian.
What's up, y'all? That was a great little skit there. We could have definitely been like extras on The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, damn near.
100%.
You kind of lost it there at the end, but...
Yeah, I told you before we started, not much of an actor, personally.
You gave it a good go.
That's why we edit our shows.
Facts.
And you probably already heard his voice, and we got Slim here.
Yo, the man on the mic.
Slim the moderator
for the day.
I like that.
Yeah, for the most part, you got us all set up today. We're running his equipment. If you didn't know, these guys had a podcast in the past.
Yep, back in the day. But just like your partners, mine quit on me, so.
Well, shame. Well, I want to say it's off season.
They didn't quit. It's the off season. They're taking an extended break.
Gambling just became legal, but it's the off season.
Yeah, and real quick before we start, I want to shout out my guy AJ's podcast. AJ's 50 States, 50 Murders podcast should be coming out soon.
That's
he's on
fire.
TikTok. Yeah, he's he had a little project before the Rutledge Tavern tapes, but now he's got a new one, 50 States, 50 Murders. So go ahead and check that out. But since I shouted him out, shout out Father Tone as well.
Father T.
They're out there. They're doing their thing. But tonight we got our March Madness special. So if you're listening to this, it's probably Thursday morning. Sounds about right before these games start. Hopefully get your day started right. This is the best tournament in sports. World
second.
Cup.
Yep. Yeah, World Cup's number one.
Yeah, that it's a toss up. But for me.
But hey, March Madness, my birthday's in March. So hey. Has like a special little feel for me, bro, and I have so many just great memories, and just in the background
Saint
on
Patrick's
every
Day.
TV is just fucking.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to cuss, but beautiful.
No, we say fuck.
College basketball games, you know.
Yeah, we say fuck over here.
We're cool, bro.
Yeah, I tell people the beauty of March Madness is a lot of these kids are playing the biggest moments of their life, and a lot of these kids are playing the last basketball game they'll ever play in their career.
Oh, for
they're
sure.
Leaving it all out there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better than it, man.
Oh, I'm pumped. The upsets, the brackets busting, being pissed off by 3 o'clock on a Thursday.
Dude.
How fantastic is that?
It's what's better? I mean, you can't beat it. Come on.
No, absolutely not. But so today we're just going to run through our brackets. I know Monty the Italian's got a couple questions out there.
Yeah, we should probably just start with the questions.
Yeah, just
some
questions.
Yeah, cool. So the one I want to start with because – I actually saw a betting theory that we'll go over after I ask this question, but I want to see how you feel about that as well. But my question for you, Nate, who are your favorite 10 through 15 seeds to pull off the upsets? And of those, who do you think has the best chance at advancing to the Sweet 16? So let's start with 10 seeds. Who do you like the most right now?
Oh, so I got to go from 10 to 15?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We'll start at 10, though. You say one, I'll say one. Go ahead.
Okay, as far as 10 seeds, I like Utah State.
Yes, same.
Either them or Boise State.
Okay. All right. Any reasons, or you're just okay?
No, I didn't really do too much research on the 10 seeds, brother. I misread the question. So, but yeah, I do like Utah State.
Yeah, I really like Utah State too. They're the 10 that really sticks out to me. And I also feel like if they do win this game, they have a decent – I feel like of all the 10 seeds, they probably have the best chance at advancing to the Sweet 16 and maybe even the Elite Eight. They are going to – if Utah State wins this one, they're more than likely going to have to play Arizona. That's going to be a very tough matchup. But, you know, I do think of all the 10 seeds, I think Utah State is the most balanced, and their offense when it does get going, man.
Also, don't sleep on USC because I think they got a relatively favorable matchup That's, going up against Marquette. In the second round?
Yeah. I think of all the 10 seeds, they do probably have the easiest route to the Sweet 16 because get through Michigan State, which I definitely think they can. Both those teams very similar. So I think that's going to be a close game. But if they do get to that, you know, round of 32, I think they can definitely beat Marquette. I think of all the 2 seeds, Marquette's probably the weakest.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a heavy 2-seeded lineup this year. I don't know. The 1 and 2 seeds, I know it's kind of obvious, but man, it's top heavy for sure.
All right, what about 11 seeds? Who you liking?
Oh, this is NC State for sure.
Okay,
NC State. They were 18-5 at one point. They kind of simmered down. They finished 5-5 the end of the year. But in that ACC conference, they did some big things, and they're playing Creighton round one. And I'm not completely sold on Creighton this year.
Ooh.
I know they're a basketball program. That's basically the only reason they're still a college at this point is because they got a good basketball team. But I love NC State. I think this 11 seed can make a run if they get past Creighton.
I will say, like, all the big name, you know, college basketball guys I've been listening to lately, they are on Creighton heavy this year. Yeah. So. It's, you know, something's really standing out to them. I'm kind of with you. I'm not totally sold on Creighton, but I do think I'm a little bit higher than you, it seems. Now, for me, my favorite 11 seed is going to be Providence.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're playing Kentucky. Now, don't get me wrong. I do think Kentucky's a team that can get hot and make a run themselves, but they just lost to Vanderbilt, and in that game, they did not look good. It just doesn't seem like they're firing on all cylinders right now. Providence coming in, man, I think if they win this one, they could also go to that round of 32, and they will more than likely have a matchup with Kansas State, another winnable game. So I'm taking Providence for my my favorite 11 seed.
I like that, and I think they're only 2.5-point dogs. So when you see a 6 versus 11 seed and it's only 2.5 points,
right,
then that's something you probably want to jump on.
Yeah, that's something we got to talk about, too. There's a lot of kind of weird spreads right now. So
It's going to be. I like to say on the show, I love to go fishing, so if you see a fishy line out there, you fucking reel that bitch in. I'm telling you.
All right, let's go to the 12s, which I think are probably the, out of all these ones we're talking about, the 12 seed, the most loaded.
I have my 12 seed in, I think, 3 of my final fours. I have 7 brackets.
Okay.
It's Drake.
Oh, yeah.
They are loaded. They have
absolutely.
They're starting 4 seniors. And the one senior who's not starting is their best player. It's a 6'7 sophomore, Tucker DeVries.
Yep.
And his dad's the coach. He's averaging 19 points a game, over 5 rebounds.
39% from 3.
Exactly, yeah. So I think this Drake team, I have them, and plus it's a winnable Miami, Florida, then going into Indiana. I think they're in the Houston Conference.
They take good care of the ball as a team. Yeah, so that's something you really want to look for.
Exactly. I think they could beat Houston. I think they make a run. I wouldn't be shocked if this Drake team does go to the Final Four.
I also want to point out they played Mississippi State earlier in the year. They won that game by 6. So, I mean,
they're no slouch.
They've played a top 25 team, and they won. So, this is nothing new to them, man. I definitely think I'm with you on that one. I think Drake can get it done. But, man, VCU?
Yeah, oh, I was about to say, yeah.
VCU could make a nice little run, man. I like
them.
That's a program. You know, Oral Roberts, I'd say they probably have the toughest matchup of all the teams we're talking about. Charleston, too, man. San Diego State. A lot of people are on Charleston. A lot of people are on Charleston, and I think they need to pump the brakes, man, because San Diego State's a good basketball team.
Charleston's only a 4-point dog, but yeah, you mentioned Oral Roberts. I'm a huge fan of Oral personally, so I don't know. I think they're going to go far in this.
Wow.
Same, buddy.
What?
Hey,
no,
yo.
It's the team. It's the team.
Hey, yo.
This is the team. You guys are aggressive.
All right. Let's go to the 13 seeds off, building off that.
You guys are immature and you need to grow up. Anyway,
I'm a huge fan of Oral too. I don't. I mean, I agree.
It's the team, Oral Roberts. I can't shorten up a team name. Unbelievable.
You absolutely can, and you did.
Thank you. So for my 13 seed, as you guys are all out in the wilderness with your minds, I like Furman.
Oh, Furman, wow.
Against Wasn't Virginia. Expecting that. Yeah, they play the same type of ball as Virginia. They slow it down. Slow, methodical offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Furman is a perfect matchup to beat Virginia, and I think they end up playing Charleston, and we got either a 13 or a 12 seed going to the Sweet 16. I feel like that happens every year, though. You get a 12 or 13.
You gotta pick them out of the weeds.
I think that's the one, Furman and Charleston.
So for me, I'm going to go with Iona.
UConn's overrated, I agree.
Taking on Connecticut, man. Rick Pitino got this team like firing on all cylinders, man. They have not lost since January.
Damn,
they are on a heater right now, man. They they play great defense, avoid turnovers, take care of the ball. That's something you want to see with these teams that are going to be, you know, kind of the mid-major teams trying to make the upsets. And Rick Pitino, he's been in this spot a lot of times, man. So he's also playing probably his last season at Iona, or, you know, coaching his last season at Iona until he goes to a big name school, back to big coaching. So, yeah, man, I like Iona out of all the 13 seeds. Got to give an honorable mention, though, to Kent State.
Yeah,
I think they can beat Indiana.
Really? I don't know.
I do.
Watching that Indiana-Purdue game,
I think of all the regions, that one has the best chance of having a 12 versus 13 matchup in the round of 32.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel that. Kent State, Drake. Yeah.
All right. What about the 14s? What you got?
Man, this is where it starts to get tough.
Yeah.
I don't really love any of them, but if I were to say one, it'd be probably Kennesaw State.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Kennesaw State.
Playing against Xavier. I've only watched Xavier a small handful of times this year. But for them to get a 3 seed, I think it's a bit overrated. And
yeah.
I'm not saying Kennesaw is going to win this game, but I think they have the best chance to make it to the round of 32.
Yeah. I agree with you. I guess if I got to pick another one, man, I'll probably go with Montana State against Kansas State. It seems like I'm hating on Kansas State here. I do think they're a good team. It seems all wrong. You guys are getting me all wrong. It seems like I'm picking on them. But I'm just saying, at all the 14 seeds, you know, I could see them probably being more likely to get the upset. Let's go ahead and move on to the 15 seeds. Oof. And one of my personal favorites here.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm not basing this off the team that's playing, but the team that they're playing against, and it's Vermont. I like Vermont against Marquette. Like you mentioned earlier, we're not really huge into Marquette at that number 2 seed. Hey, they could surprise anybody. But if a 15 seed were going to win, I think it's going to be Vermont over Marquette.
A team that I absolutely love, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on a couple of their guys, but UNC Asheville. Oh. I've caught myself watching probably like 5 UNC Asheville games this year.
Why?
So I just – it always – like when college basketball starts the first month, I just watch college basketball very hard.
Right.
And then I kind of fizzle out, you know. I turn into a casual the next like couple months, and then once it starts getting into like February and March, all I watch is college basketball. So, you know, just in that time, I've – just so happened to, you know, I'll watch whatever's on. So UNC Asheville caught a couple of their games, man, and they got a couple of killers on the court. I'm going to get into talking about them a little bit more, but I'm telling you guys, if you're going for a 15-seed upset, go with UNC Asheville, man. I know they got the toughest matchup of all of the 15 seeds, I think.
Sure,
but listen, man, I'm telling you.
They had that George dude, that 7-foot-7 dude, like 10, 15 years ago. He was like 7.
Who,
seven,
UNC
seven,
Asheville? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, big old dude.
All right. So that answers those questions, Nate. I like where we went with that one here. So next one I got for you real quick here, and it's kind of leading into the team I just talked about. What mid-major player do you think could be the breakout star of this tournament? So let me just go ahead and start, because I was already talking about it. Drew Pember. Okay.
Remember the name, folks.
Remember Drew Pember, because this dude is a hooper, man. They almost run the offense through him in like a Jokic style. He touches the ball on almost every single possession. Nobody shot more free throws in college basketball this year than Drew Pember. He's a top 10 scorer in the entire nation. He transferred from Tennessee, came, started playing with one of his buddies who was there. But I'm telling you guys, man, this dude averaging 21 points per game, almost 10 rebounds, over two block shots per game, man. This dude is fun to watch. He can shoot it from anywhere, can go post up. He's a little bit skinny, so if he runs into a bigger center, he could struggle, but he can stretch the ball out to the three-point line. I think he can definitely give some teams some trouble. I'm going with Drew Pember here.
Oh, well, I kind of mentioned my guy earlier. It's Tucker DeVries.
Yeah,
it's hard not to.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, he's an absolute
are there
hooper.
Like MVP awards?
For the March Madness tournament?
Yeah.
I think at the end someone wins an MVP.
Yeah,
for
they
sure.
Have, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do you got somebody?
No.
I don't know.
He has no clue what's going on.
Yeah,
I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm trying to absorb this. I want to know about it.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for Tucker DeVries. I don't know if they play Thursday or Friday, but he's going to be the guy in this tournament that we're going to talk about 10 years from now. So keep an eye out for Tucker DeVries.
All right. And just last question here for you, Nate, because we're getting about 15 minutes here. So which number one seed do you think has the hardest path to the Final Four?
You know, I think it's Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas, they have UCLA, Gonzaga, a team that no one's really talking about, St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Studs. Even that second round game against either Arkansas or Illinois is not going to be a cakewalk for them.
Right.
So I think Kansas has the toughest go at it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, the number two seed, UCLA, Gonzaga, you got UConn in there. I mean, that's and even the lower seeds, you got VCU, Iona. If those teams get hot, those are teams that could be really tough to beat. Northwestern plays good basketball. I mean, that's a tough bracket, man. I agree with you. I'm going to say Kansas as well, but just to, you know, kind of mix it up here and give another one that I think could be tough. I think Purdue, man. I know Marquette isn't the best there, but if you look at the other teams, Kansas State's been playing good coming in. I know I've been hating on them a little bit, but listen, they're a good team. Tennessee, I think the best defensive team in this tournament, statistics-wise. And then Duke. Nobody's been playing better than Duke lately. So, I mean, from top to bottom, the next round after this, Memphis, FAU, if they have to play either of those teams, dude, yeah. I mean, ugh. So,
I think that Edie dude is just going to hoop.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably going to win National Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
So, he was the well only deserved. Unanimous first-team All-American, so.
Right. Dog.
Yeah, I mean, dude's a beast. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and get into it, Nate.
Let's do it.
So we're going to give you guys our brackets, and then a little bit here in the first round, Nate will, we'll talk a little betting strategy here. So
yeah.
Also, I heard, just before we get started, Nate, on the betting side, I heard within, like, the last 25 years, if you did this, you profited. You bet the same amount on every 12 through 15 seed.
The money line?
Yes.
That checks out. Yeah, I don't see one.
You think that would be worth trying?
I don't know. I think the books have been getting a little smarter as far as that goes. So I can see a 12 or even a 13 seed be less than a 3-point dog.
Oh, yeah. And we got those. I mean, right. Just to like elaborate on what you said right there, let me find one that really surprised me here. The local team,
Kent State.
They're only like 4.5, 5.5 right now.
Intriguing.
Against Indiana underdogs.
That might be something I have to.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong on that.
I don't.
Oh, you don't have it up.
Yeah, I got Slim. My bracket up, but that checks out.
Yeah, I found that interesting. So, all right, that's all I had for you here.
I might have to switch my brackets around. I did not check the lines yet. I was going to do that tomorrow morning. I don't know if I can update the brackets
as
they go.
Are you asking for the spread?
Yeah,
Kent State.
Kent State plus 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, you know, the thing about
that
is...
Moneyline plus 162.
I just want to point out the reason why is because Kent State this year, they played some great teams. They played a number one seed, Houston. They only lost by 5 points.
Damn.
They played Gonzaga, a 3 seed. They only lost by 7 points.
No shit.
They only lost by 2 to Charleston, who's a... They only lost 3 games this year. And they beat Toledo twice, who was the second hardest team to beat in the MAC. So
and they beat the hell out of Akron.
And they beat the hell out of Akron, but we're not going to talk about that.
Bro, these correct score odds are insane.
Yo, your boy. Well, shout out, since we're on his show.
Is it me?
No, not you. The moderator, AJ.
Oh, okay.
That boy be betting on correct scores. That is his thing. He loves betting on, like, hockey correct scores, NBA correct scores. To me, personally, that's one of the hardest things you can bet on.
Where'd this you hear dude this from?
Oh, he's in our betting group.
Where am I?
I invited you. That's why he's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Goofball?
Oh, the DraftKings one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that I'm a dipshit.
Yeah, you are, so.
They don't really be betting like that.
Yeah, no,
he don't. It's all facade, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys could check my bank account.
Oh!
Mic drop.
That could mean two things.
we'll get in there and let us see your shit then. Because I've been leading the leaderboards every week.
The leaderboards.
We got to share.
Yeah, well, hey, send me another invite. I'll jump in. I'll show you guys how to bet.
Get him in there.
I'm no punk bitch.
All right, man. Let's get these brackets started. We are going to start in the South region. Nate, I'm going to just kind of let you take the reins here and kind of go down the line, say what you like about the games, you know, kind of keep it brief. And if I have a disagreement on something, I'll chime in, or if I just have any thoughts. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I think we both have Alabama.
Absolutely.
Right off the rip. But I got West Virginia taking on Maryland. That's the first game we're going to watch.
So that's one that I'm going to disagree on because so if you look at West Virginia this year against top 25 teams, 4-8, whereas Maryland, when they played top 25 teams, they were 5-4.
Okay.
West Virginia, 7-11 in conference play. You never like to see that. And West Virginia, just their offense. When you think of West Virginia basketball, they used to always be dynamo offense. Not much this year. But their defense is great, which is a little bit more that's surprising. So I can see it, Nate. I agree. That's one of the toughest matchups. Yeah. I mean, it's a coin flip, really. So, right. But, yeah, I'm going Maryland myself.
Yeah, I don't have either of them going anywhere past Alabama anyway. So it's just I don't care if that one.
So the next one, everybody's been talking about it. Everybody's picking this as the big upset. Are you?
I'm not. Well, I will on half my brackets.
I'll do a couple. Yeah, but we're talking about your big. This is the bracket right here.
Okay, this is the bracket. I played a little more safe. I got San Diego State.
Agreed.
Just more athletic overall.
They play great
schedule.
They play great team basketball, man. Right. Like I love San Diego State this year. I think they could make a run. They didn't do good against top teams this year, but
Charleston's not one of those teams.
Charleston. They didn't play good against North Carolina when they played them. That was the best team they played this year. They lost by 16. Whereas we have San Diego State, who beat Utah State 3 times. They beat Boise State, Nevada, New Mexico. They got some good wins on their record. So I'm going with San Diego State myself.
Very nice. So for the next one, I got Virginia over Furman. I know I said I did like Furman. I do have them in a couple of mine. But Tony Bennett and these boys, their defense is the top year in and year out. I love the Cavaliers this year. Even after, I know they've had some disappointing tournament.
UMBC.
Right. Quick shout out, check out our TikTok, Luck Changers Podcast. I post a little TikTok about that today. So, this year I do have Virginia moving on. I think they got to.
You got an ashtray?
Well, here, let's just tell everybody. Yeah, I do. So give me Virginia.
All right. I'm agreeing with you, Nate.
Money smoking Newports.
Interested in, I kind of like that as an upset on a couple brackets, but not this one. I'm officially going with Virginia on that one. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the next one. A team you're not into. I'm interested to see if you actually pull the trigger here. We got Creighton versus North Carolina State.
Oh, I pulled the trigger. Yeah, I'm not afraid of it. Give me North Carolina State. I know that I just love this NC State team. Super tough schedule. They still pulled out an 11 seed. Like I mentioned, they started 18-5, so they're coasting. Then they fell off a little bit, but this is the time they get hot. So give me NC State over Creighton. I'm sorry.
Can't agree, man. I'm buying what all the big guys are saying. All the big name basketball analysts are on Creighton. So there's something about them, I guess. I have to see it for myself, but I'm going Creighton.
Okay, that's fair. You'll have an upset here eventually.
Yeah, I got one coming.
Yeah. So like we mentioned earlier in the show, probably one of my favorite 10 seeds. I got Utah State taking out Missouri.
Oh, what about Baylor and
I skipped
UC
right
Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I'm not huge in UC Santa Barbara this year. I watched them in their tournament this year, and just doesn't do it for me. Baylor is a basketball program as of right now. Their football team hasn't been spectacular. They had a pretty decent year last year, but, man, I think this Baylor team can run through some teams.
Yep, I'm with you on that one, going Baylor as well.
I had mentioned Utah State already, so who do you got?
I'm going with Utah State as well. I'm taking that as my first upset on the bracket looking downwards, so I think they pull it off. Missouri, you know, they played one of my teams that I was most impressed with this year, Alabama, pretty well for a while in that SEC championship game, but Alabama did end up pulling away. Missouri, they do some things well, but I just think Utah State's going to be a little bit too dynamic for them.
Yeah, okay. I feel that. But for the last game in that region, I got Arizona taking out Princeton. Yeah, Princeton looked pretty good against Harvard in that championship game. But this Arizona team is loaded. You got the Tabellis brothers. You got Kerr, the point guard. I think he comes off the bench. You got Courtney Ramsey.
Larson.
Oh, they're a bunch of hoopers. So, Courtney Ramey and Umar Ballo down low.
Yeah.
They're loaded. I think they had 7 players from different countries just on that roster.
Wow, that's interesting.
Isn't that crazy? It could even be more. You got to think the Tabellis brothers, Kerr, Ballo, like all these dudes. So,
yeah.
I love Arizona this year.
I'm with you. I'm going Arizona on that one. Let's move to the East region. Starting with the number one seed and the national player of the year, Zach Edey in Purdue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a quick agreeing one. I don't think we'll have any 16 seeds upsetting this year. It's just that there's no Virginia one seed that's going to let up. It's going to be pretty top heavy, all 20-point-plus favorites, so give me Purdue.
Did you just guarantee all one seeds moving on?
Yeah, I'll shave my head if any of them lose.
Yes.
And I'll shave my beard into just a mustache. I'll be a bald mustache dude.
Yes.
I'll get the cops calling me for like being weird looking.
No, you will be a cop.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I will be a popo. Yeah.
I'm with you. Going Purdue. Now, I got to say, this might be the most fire first round matchup right here.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, the Memphis versus Florida Atlantic. I love my dude Penny Hardaway. But I in this bracket, I got Florida Atlantic. I think a lot of money's going to be on Memphis, so the Bucks are going to be like, let's give FAU a win. I think FAU's going to play Purdue tough, too.
FAU, man, 31-3 this year. What an amazing year. Both these teams score high, almost 80 points per game, both of them. So FAU this year beat Florida. That was their best win. They lost to Mississippi by 13, but we saw what Memphis did when they played Houston, man. That was a huge win. I mean, I think the tough thing for me about this game is I really do like FAU. I really, really do. I love FAU. But I just think Memphis coming off a win like that against the number one team in the country, Houston, that is so big for your demeanor, your team spirit. I just think those guys might, you know, really believe after that win that they can beat anybody. Just for that reason, I gotta go Memphis.
I don't hate it.
It's a tough game, man. I do like Florida Atlantic though. Like if Florida Atlantic wins this game, I could see them beating Purdue.
Right.
So
all
right, on to the next one, and a matchup that I think people are hyping up a little bit too much personally.
You do?
I do.
Interesting. Duke's struggled in their in some of their March Madness performances, but first year post Coach K, I see a big letdown. I got Oral Roberts moving on.
Wow!
I do.
Man, John Shire has those guys going right now, man. Like Duke is playing some amazing basketball, and I like Oral Roberts. They got Max Abesmith.
That's it.
Sorry, Max Abesmith. One of the top scorers in the country. He did lead the country in scoring, I believe, last year or 2 years. It was Peter Kiss last year. It was two years ago that Abesmith was the leading scorer. But they also have a 7'5" guy.
That doesn't hurt.
So how cool would that be if Oral Roberts did go on a run and we got 7'5" I'm sorry. I need to get his name. I'm sorry.
We just gotta find his name.
Yeah, it's unprofessional of me to not say his name, but Connor Vanover. That's his name.
Sounds like 7 foot.
If we got Connor Vanover versus Zach Edey, that'd be fire. That'd be fire. Hey, 7'5" or 7'5". Come on.
Maybe they're setting that up.
I'm going Duke.
Right on. So for our next game, it's Tennessee versus UL Lafayette, and I wanted to take Lafayette, but I really haven't seen anything out of them that says, oh, they're going to beat Tennessee. So I'm just going to take Tennessee. They were one of the top teams in the country partway through the year. So give me the Volunteers at the 4 seed, and I think they should make a little bit of a run.
So using MMA math, which me and Slim always use, right? Because it always works.
100%.
Yeah.
60% of the time, it works every time.
So Tennessee played Texas this year, beat them by 11. UL Lafayette played Texas this year, lost by 28.
Oof.
Give me Tennessee.
Yeah, good.
That defense is wicked. I'm telling you all that right now. And it sets up one of the best. I wasn't excited about that Duke Oral Roberts first round matchup. I'm excited about that Duke-Tennessee matchup. Let's go to the next matchup. We got Kentucky versus Providence.
Yeah, so you kind of convinced me earlier with your spiel. Give me the Flyers, man.
Oh, you're going with me. I'm going.
Did you say the Flyers?
Is it not the Providence Flyers?
It's the Friars. There you go.
I said Friars. It was my speech impediment.
Oh.
Huge difference. Yeah.
Rub up those Friars.
You got a little lift like Flim.
Yes. Yeah, there it is.
I feel like I've been stuck under frozen water.
Oh, is this one of his songs?
Bro, you want to know something funny?
What?
This chick I used to work with like 4 years ago. Just posted an Instagram story of like a selfie with my song playing, like on Instagram. Like she searched up my name and posted that song.
That's a weird.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, I was just like hell yeah.
That was it. Just gave her a hell yeah,
dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
Straight banger.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, on to the next one. We got Kansas State versus Montana State. Joe Montana.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Kansas State. I think they're the worst 3 seed here, but I gotta go ahead and take them. I can't see Montana State beating Kansas State by any means. Shout out my guy Jaron though; he's a big Montana guy.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm going Kansas State. Let's go to the 7-10 matchup. One of the tougher 7-10 matchups to call, I think. Here, most of them are pretty tough to call, but this one right here has just gotten me. I'm about 50-50 on it. We got Michigan State versus USC. Who you going with, Nate? The Spartans or the Trojans?
I'm a stick with the blue blood mentality. Tom Izzo. This is Michigan State. I got to take them over USC. 7-10. You mentioned it. It's gonna be a close game. It's gonna be a fun game. But either one of those teams, whoever wins, I think will end up beating Marquette. All this Marquette hate, and if they make it far, then I deserve to get shit on by a big bird.
I'm going Michigan State. I'm with you.
Oh, then what was all that?
Nothing, just that. Okay. You got a little in Marquette's butt right there. Yeah. But
speaking of Marquette,
yeah,
they play Vermont. Who do you got?
I'm going with Marquette here. Yeah. I just think they're going to overpower Vermont a little bit. This Vermont team isn't like Vermont teams in the past that just shoot the three. You know, they did play USC earlier in the year, only lost by 2. They beat a great team in Colgate. Lost to Iona by 21, lost to Yale by 29, lost to St. Mary's by 26. Some really, really bad losses there. But Marquette, man, I don't know. They beat Baylor by 26, you know. Like, the way they play, they're one of the like fastest teams on offense, but they make teams just crumble on defense. It's interesting to watch them, man. I just think Vermont doesn't have the code to crack Marquette, so. Let's go on to the Midwest region, where we have the third of the 1 seeds here. We got Houston versus Northern Kentucky. Who you got?
It's an easy one. I'm pretty sure we can run through this pretty quick. It's going to be Houston. It's going to be Houston by a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah. All right. This is a tough call right here. We got the 8-9 matchup, Iowa versus Auburn.
Another one of these toss-ups. It's not like I know for sure who's going to end up winning this game. I don't know who. I could miss all of these. I can go completely wrong. That'd be fantastic. But I got to go with Auburn on this bracket. It's just, like I said, it's a mix. I got half on the Iowa side. I got half on Auburn, and they're just going to lose in the next round.
All right. I'm actually going with Iowa here. One of the best offenses in the nation. Top 4 in offensive efficiency. Not really too good on defense, but, you know, this isn't like an old Iowa team either that makes threes, just like Vermont. Iowa used to be a good three-point shooting team, not so much this time. They do have one of the leading scorers in the country, though. I think they can go ahead and definitely get past Auburn. I think it's a really tough one, but they've been playing pretty good as of late, so I'm going to go with Iowa here.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. So that brings us to our next game, and it's my team. It's Miami of Florida versus Drake.
Drizzy.
Yeah, he's coming out on a tour or something like that. Shout out to Drake if you're hearing this. Then help me out. Is. I need help. So anyway, I got Drake in this game. I got Drake going far. I'm no punk bitch about it. I think they're going to beat the daylights out of Miami of Florida.
Ooh,
then they're
going to
coast past Indiana. It's going to be a cakewalk. Give me Drake all day.
Man, we talked about it. Them boys from Drake, man.
Hoopers.
They can put it together. Oh.
You got them. You're changing your bracket right now because you want them. Are you filling out a bracket right now?
Yeah, I'm just filling one out as we go.
Oh.
I've already filled out 24. So.
Yeah. You could
24 brackets?
Yeah. You could use some help. I don't know.
What?
Psychiatric help, maybe? It's just, you're not even going to know who to root for the entire time.
Well, like I was telling you, not until the Sweet 16, Elite 8 is when I can start honing in on a bracket. Like, yeah, I love this one.
Right. Well, it's going to be...
Like, yeah, all my other ones are in the, bottom 10 percentile, but this one's 90, bro.
Yeah, well,
so does that mean you spent $240 on brackets?
No, you could fill out just a ton of them.
No, okay.
I join free groups on ESPN.
Gotcha.
Mind your business.
Yeah, damn.
I'm curious.
Mr. Four-leg 18U Croatian soccer better over here.
Hey.
Fucking Vietnamese ping pong better. Fucking.
I'll bet on Turkish basketball. Yeah, I don't care. Norwegian, what they hit.
Norwegian handball better. The racquetball. Of
damn, he's champions. On your deck.
Damn, bro. Fucking. Badminton of UCLA.
Damn, he's still going.
Sorry.
No, I'm going Miami. They're 3-1 versus top 25 teams this year. I do think they're going to be able to handle some Drizzy.
Nah, they won't, though. So, our next game is Indiana versus Kent State. We kind of mentioned this earlier, and I got Kent State. I just changed it just now because of the spread, flat out. Give me Kent State.
Oh, you like Indiana. He just likes the spread.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Indiana, man. Hey, Indiana's good, though, man. They beat Purdue twice this year.
I was down here. I remember watching that Purdue game. I put big money on Indiana money line, and I was chilling.
And I was chilling. Nice.
Legally, too. And I could say I did it legally, so fuck you, everybody.
Yeah, they're 5-2 against top 25 teams. They got an All-American first team, Trace Jackson Davis, and the Big Ten Freshman of the Year with Jalen Hood, Schifino. I got to go with Indiana here. I'd like for Kent State to win. I would, but okay. I got to go Indiana.
Fair enough. That
actually, I don't like Kent State. Matter of fact, so.
Damn, okay, yeah. All right. Poor Golden Flashes. So, we got Iowa State and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just won last night, and Iowa State's been hooping. They just beat Baylor not too long ago. So, I got Iowa State in this one. I think they're going to also make a pretty gnarly run.
You and I were on Pittsburgh last night. Let's go.
We sure were.
Bang.
Sure were.
Let me
bang, bro.
Give me Iowa State.
Julian Lane.
They, Gabe Kalshire.
Remember the name.
It's Kalshire. Sorry, not Kalshire.
Kalshire.
Gabe Kalshire. When he gets going, man, one of the best players in the nation. Going with Iowa State.
Very nice. So, Xavier and Kennesaw. I'm just going Xavier. I don't think it's tough to pick any 14 seed over a 3, especially here. So, I'm just going to chill and get Xavier.
Yeah, you know, I'm not as high on Xavier as I should be, but I do think they get past Kennesaw State. Maybe that's as far as they go, but we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go on to the next matchup. I love this game because both these teams are playing great lately. This is going to be one of the best games of the first round. I'd say this game might even go to overtime. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of offense.
I'm sure there's a prop out there for that.
Oh, there is. It's probably it's always plus 5,000 or something to go to overtime.
Fantastic. So, I'm going to take Texas A&M in this one personally. Feel like the SEC's been a tougher division than the Big Ten this year. Like you can see, there's not very many heavy hitter Big Ten teams other than Purdue and Indiana. You got a bunch of lower seeds, Michigan State, Penn State. So, give me Texas A&M in this one.
I'm with you. I'm going Texas A&M.
I love
staying with the Texas There's a lot of, like, Texas in this bracket. We got Houston. We got Texas A&M. We got Texas. We got all of them.
Who else do we got?
I remember Slim asked me a dumbass question one time. Like, why is there Ohio and Ohio State?
You asked that.
Yeah. Oh, he always asks stupid shit. He don't know.
Yeah, why the fuck are there two colleges named very similar things?
It's Ohio State.
And Ohio?
University.
That's dumb.
It's the Bobcats and the Buckeyes.
You're either Ohio State or you're not.
They're two different places. No.
You can be a zip.
You could be a zip. A
zip?
Yeah. You could be...
What Ohio team is that?
What mascot is Stark State? Because that's what you should be.
Did he just ask what is...
Yeah, where I know the Akron Zips, yeah, but like, what's that got to do with Ohio State?
DeVry University, ass
oh,
boy.
Oh, dang. South Harmon Institute of Technology. You never heard of shit?
That's, bro, fire movie. Right? I actually just showed my girl that movie, like, for the first time, like, last month, bro.
Ask me about my wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't make college movies like that.
Nah, it's a shame.
We're going Texas.
Yeah, I'm also going Texas. Let's go to the next region, which is fucking...
The West.
The Will Smith's Wild Wild West, if you will.
Insert smack noise.
Yeah, right. Keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth kind of thing. All right, so for the first game, we got Kansas and Howard. Don't usually see Howard in these tournaments. It'd be cool to see him upset Kansas, but I don't think it's going to happen. I know Bill Self's been hurt or ill or what have you. He hasn't been on the sideline, so they're going to have a little extra motivation for their coach, Bill Self. So give me Kansas.
Give me Howard with the spread.
What was it, 22?
It's like, yeah, 22 and a half.
Yeah.
But I'm going Kansas money line.
Yeah.
Just straight up. Well, not my money line, but going them as my pick.
Not a bad bet would be taking the ones and two seeds on an eight-leg money line parlay.
Yeah, I like that too. And then do the 12s and 15s and bam.
Yeah. Oh, you're rich.
You're in there.
Right.
You never have to work another day in your life. You're welcome.
Well, here's another good game we have for you.
Yeah.
It's Arkansas and Illinois. Illinois was looking really good to start the year, first half of the year. They kind of fell off. Right. But I think basketball is the most streaky game there is, and I think Illinois is going to get it done and beat Arkansas.
Oh, I'm not with you there. I'm convincingly going with Arkansas.
Dang. By more than 8.5 points?
I don't know about that.
Okay, that's not very convincing in my opinion.
No, I'm convinced Arkansas wins.
We got one of your teams. We got VCU. They're playing the five seed Mount St. Mary, who them and Gonzaga is one of my favorite rivalries in college basketball.
Yep.
So yep. I'm going to go Mount St. Mary's. I think they get it done against VCU. It should be a really close game, though.
Give me VCU in this one.
He finally gets an upset. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going with VCU. I know they didn't play too good against the better teams this year. They lost against Memphis by 15, Arizona State by 4, but they did beat Pittsburgh, and they beat Dayton twice. So
not bad.
You know, I think they got what it takes to get it done. I'm going to go with VCU here.
I like it, which brings us to our UConn-Iona game, Rick Pitino's very own. And I'm just going to go ahead and take Iona against UConn.
Oh, wow.
I just think UConn's overrated this year. Wow. I don't think they deserve the 4 seed personally, but I think Iona's going to get it done.
Man, I don't know. UConn is the best offensive rebounding team in the nation.
They'll be fine.
Oh, man. I don't know about that. I'd say that's your ballsiest call so far, Nate. I'm going UConn.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to put your balls in it. So then we got TCU, and we have a game later tonight. We're currently indulging in the Farley Dickinson Texas Southern game.
Love it.
We're looking good so far, I'd say.
You think my under is looking all right?
I don't know. Move your fat head so I can see the score. Yeah, it's definitely chilled out.
It's slowed down.
Yeah,
it's slowed down.
For sure. But then our later game is the Arizona State Nevada game, and they're playing TCU. And I'm going to take the winner of it. I think it's going to be Arizona State. The way they were able to beat Arizona on that buzzer beater, I think they got a lot of adrenaline coming into this tournament. So I think they're going to get it done against TCU, they started out hot too. One of those teams. I think they've cooled off.
Man, so we actually even disagreed on the first four game because I went with Nevada tonight, but.
Ooh.
I'm going TCU here, man. I'm going TCU.
Okay, that's fair. So we got Gonzaga versus, what is it, Grand Canyon University?
Yep.
So I think it's Gonzaga. They're an absolute basketball powerhouse. I don't think they're going to lose in the first round, but I don't know. I don't think they're going to go as far as a lot of people think.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But as for the pick right here, I got to go with Gonzaga. I was very high coming into the year yeah. with them. I thought with Drew Timmy and
mm-hmm.
the outside shooting around him, I thought they were going to be amazing this year, but they've really kind of disappointed. But for now, I'm going with Gonzaga.
Yeah, you don't typically see them down at a 3 seed. They're always up at that 1 or 2 spot. Yeah. So for our next game, we got it's a okay one. It's Northwestern versus Boise State. I'm going to go ahead and go Boise. I said earlier in the show, I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't.
So I'm going to go with Northwestern here. They are 4-1 against top 25 teams. And they beat Purdue. They beat Indiana twice, beat Illinois, beat Michigan State. Only lost by one to Auburn, beat Iowa. So I like those wins. I'm going with Northwestern.
All right, very nice. Oh, and we do got one more. It's just the UCLA-UNC Asheville game. Are you going to pull the trigger, or are you just going to?
Nah.
Yeah, all right.
UCLA wins that one.
Double down on that UCLA. I think they're going to make a run in this. I think they could win it all.
Yep. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to the round of 32, a 1-8 matchup here. We have Alabama taking on Maryland. I got Maryland. Yeah. You got West Virginia. Are we
just going to throw Alabama to the next round?
Yeah, for sure. I'm super high on Alabama. I haven't been able to express it enough.
Yeah,
Brandon Miller, you know, his situation sticky. I don't like the way they handled it. But watching, talking about the team here,
They play good, man.
He's the X factor. He's that guy that can go out there and win the game himself, but he has great players around him as well. They're well-rounded. From the jump, earlier in the year, I believe they were ranked like number 14. They were somewhere in the teens or something like that, and when I watched them, I can't think of who they were playing, but they won by like 30-something. And just the way they played, man, it convinced me. I'm like,
That's your guys.
This is my team this year that I'm really high on. And then to see their ascension to number one ranked right there in the top five towards the end of the season. Right.
They're the number one team rated in this whole entire tournament.
Yep, number one right now. So I love Alabama. I can't exaggerate enough. I'm so high on Alabama this year.
Okay. I don't hate it. So for our next round, I got Virginia going against San Diego State. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Virginia, but not to say in other brackets, I do not have them going past the first round. Just in this bracket, my bracket, I think we're going to have a fun Alabama versus Virginia matchup.
So, I love San Diego State this year. I really wish I could go with them, but the thing is they are 0-2 against top 25 teams this year, and in my eyes, Virginia is a top 25 team. Got to go with Virginia.
I don't hate it. So for the next round, I think we got a little different game here. I got NC State going against Baylor, and I have NC State beating Baylor.
Woo!
Baylor's suffered some big losses this year, and like I said earlier, NC State's a tough out. So I got NC State going to my Sweet 16.
Man, I think Creighton and Baylor have a great game here in my bracket, but just the way Baylor is set up, they got Keyonte George, Adam Flagler, and LJ Cryer, man, those guys – that's a tough trio to overcome.
Kenny George was the guy from UNC Asheville. That's kind of funny how close his name is to the other guy.
Keyonte, yeah.
Yep.
I'm going Baylor, man.
Yeah, I don't hate it. So you're just going 1, 2, 3, 4 probably in your
in that one. Yeah, that's. I think those teams kind of have the easiest routes. So yeah, I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going Alabama versus Virginia, Baylor versus Arizona.
Yep, I also got Arizona, but against the 11th seed NC State, and then I got Alabama versus number 4 Virginia.
Okay. All right, so we move on to the East region. We got the number 1 seed versus number 9 seed FAU. I got number 8 Memphis. Purdue cruises.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got Purdue all day in that one. And then in the next game,
I think this right here, best matchup in round of 32.
What, Oral Roberts versus Tennessee?
Oh,
yeah. Well,
I got Duke versus Tennessee.
I got Tennessee going past Oral Roberts, but I want to hear what you got between that Duke-Tennessee game.
Man, I just think the way Duke's playing right now, just so fun to watch, man. I mean, they are really, right now, probably – let me see what they're ranked for. They don't got that stat on here. No.
Oof.
They got, his recent game or the recent games, they were ranked like number 2 or like top 3 for recent games lately. So that just means to me they have been, really one of the most well put together teams late in the season, but Tennessee has, like I said, the best defense in this tournament. They're only giving up 58 points per game. 58 points.
That ain't bad.
58 points.
I know those Virginia teams throughout the years are giving up like low 40s.
It's a tough one for me, man, but I'm going with Tennessee here.
Oh, very nice. So for our next matchup, I got Providence going against Kansas State. Give me the Friars. I got the Friars frying Kansas State like an egg.
That was really bad, but I'm with you. Okay. I'm going Providence as well. I got the Friars.
Well done. So do we both have Marquette, Michigan State in this next one?
We both have Marquette, Michigan State, but I have Marquette advancing here.
I also have Marquette advancing. So I
pulled the plug on it.
Yeah, I got 1-2, 4-11 going into this next round.
All right. I feel you, Nate. I got 1-2, 4-11.
Oh, look at us. The Friars.
Wow.
Huh. Look at us.
All right.
Just look at us.
Next one. Did you take Iowa or?
I took Auburn.
Dang, we're super far apart on the 8-9s here, but I got Houston rolling Iowa.
Yeah, they're going to roll. Give me Houston all day against Auburn, personally.
So I know you got Drake here, and I think whether this is Drake or Miami against Indiana.
Drake?
I think it's a good matchup regardless, but Indiana, the X Factor is their first team All-American. I'm going with Indiana here.
I actually have Drake and Kent State in this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and give me Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake's going to move on. They're going to cruise. Just wait to see how far I got them.
All right. We got both got Iowa State, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Xavier. Okay. Yep. I'm going Iowa State here, actually. I'm going with the 6 seed.
We can luck that in. I also have Iowa State moving
nice,
on
nice.
Up.
Nice. Yeah, I think they got the X Factor with Gabe Kalscher. So I think when Iowa State is playing at their best, they're an extremely tough team to beat. So no matter what, we're getting a little Big 12 action here because I got Texas winning.
I also have Texas winning.
I do think that's going to be a good game, though. I think that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be better than a lot of people think. Kind of crosstown rivals.
Yep. So Texas kind of has a cool thing going on there. You know, they play A&M and then play a Big 12 rival in the next game. So yeah, that's a cool little. And then if they win that one, you know, maybe they play Houston.
Another Texas team.
It's a cool little storyline.
It's fan-fucking-tastic.
All right, let's go on to the West region where we have two teams with Kansas in their name.
Yeah, we got Kansas and I got Illinois.
Oh yeah,
against Kansas. But
dang, we disagreed on every 8 versus 9. That's wild. I didn't even notice that.
Well, you want to put a little side action on whose 8 and 9s do better? A little $5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shake.
Yep. Shake.
Slim, you were a witness.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's so far in his phone, he doesn't know what's going on.
Dude, he's knees deep.
All right, so I got.
I'm doing the real luck changer shit over here.
Oh yeah,
what losing money?
Yes.
Oh, wait, what the fuck? That ain't funny.
So I got VCU versus UConn.
I got St. Mary's versus Iona.
All right, so I think this is going to be an awesome game. Actually, I can see VCU giving UConn a run for their money, but I got to go UConn here. I think Sunogo is going to be too much.
Oh, man, you're going to love this one. So I got Iona
beating
St. Mary's, the 13th seed.
I can see that, though. I can see that, though.
Right?
Oh, I can totally see that.
That's going to be a great matchup.
I like that. Okay. We got TCU and Gonzaga.
What do I have? Oh, I got ASU/Nevada versus Gonzaga. Probably ASU.
Okay.
Or if it's Nevada, fuck it, either one.
I'm going Gonzaga. Drew Timmy.
Yeah, I got to go Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga-UCLA is going to be a fun matchup. That kind of spoiled my next pick. So I got UCLA over Boise State.
I got UCLA over Northwestern. UCLA just too strong.
Very nice. So we're almost
on to the Sweet 16, yeah. Baby. All right, so I got the only – oh, no, I got two regions here with 1, 2, 3, 4. The first of those is the South region here.
And you got the 1-2.
Oh, I love Alabama. So I don't think I've been able to say enough on this podcast how much I love
it. I think you fucking have. We know.
All right.
1-2?
No. Baylor.
Oh, very nice.
Baylor.
We were close. I got Alabama and Arizona. I don't know how many times I have to say on this podcast how high I am on Arizona. Should I just keep saying it?
Don't steal my material.
Oh, I just stole it. It's mine now. in my possession.
Whatever, dude. I'm going to the East region here where we got Purdue and Tennessee.
We do have Purdue and Tennessee.
Love this matchup because if Tennessee locks down Edie and makes the other guy show up, which their defense is capable of, ooh, that's going to be a fun game to watch. No.
Oh.
Give me Purdue.
Well, you're the only 10 I see. So I got Purdue beating them. And I think it's going to be a dominating fashion. This Purdue team's going to go to the championship game. So,
calling a shot early.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Providence and
Marquette.
We
both do. Yeah. Ooh, I have Providence moving on to the Elite Eight over Marquette.
His team is Providence.
Friars, baby.
I do think they're probably the 11 seed that can get there, but I'm going Marquette here.
Okay. Playing a little safe. Got that 1-2 action.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
All right, on to the next one. We got Houston and Indiana.
I have Houston and Drake. And give me Drake to the Elite Eight, baby. They are – I'm calling it now.
This guy's a madman.
Do you remember when Loyola Chicago made it to the Final Four?
The Ramblers,
of course. I was the only one in all of my brackets to have them in the Final Four. I don't like to toot my own horn, but like 2-2. You feel? All right, quit watching that game. It's your turn to say your pick.
Yeah, I'm going Houston.
Yeah, that checks out.
Houston, the championship's in Houston. They got to get there. They got to get there. We need the storyline.
No, we don't need it.
So, all right, we got Iowa State and Texas, a matchup we've already seen this year. Who are you going with?
It's going to be a wild,
Wild, Wild West.
Yeah. I was going to sing the song, but I fucking...
Nope, don't do it.
Went completely blank. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Trademarks and stuff. So I got Iowa State off to Elite Eight against Drake. Iowa State versus Drake.
All right.
I'm telling you it's going to happen.
So these teams, when they played earlier this year, they split the series. So when you look at who they played... Texas and Kansas. Texas won 2-1. Iowa State lost 2-1 against Kansas.
You're thinking way too fucking much.
I'm just doing my MMA math here.
That's okay.
We got Kansas State. Both of them split with them. So, you know, I mean, these teams, very similar. I've watched Texas enough this year to know when they're going, they're going. I'm going Texas.
I like it. So we're going down to the West bracket. And I have Kansas against Iona. I wanted to do it. I love Iona this year, but it's got to be Kansas. They got too much to play for.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going Kansas as well. We go to the final matchup of the Sweet 16. We got Gonzaga versus UCLA.
We sure do.
Okay, who you going with?
I got to go with the Bruins, man. I think they should have won this thing last year. They kind of fell apart. I think this year they bounced back in a big way.
Gonzaga's just disappointed me to the point where if they play a team that is, you know, I'd say top 10, I don't think they got a chance.
No.
UCLA is a top 10 team to me.
Oh, yeah.
Going UCLA.
They should have won that game against Arizona.
So I got a pretty safe. I only got one versus three. I'd say yours is probably more likely. Mine's safe.
Yeah, I got an 11 seed, I got a 6 seed, and a 12 seed.
You got a little craziness in there. Mine's pretty safe.
Well, yeah, that's what happens in these things. It's crazy. You just got to pick the crazy. Bang. Okay. Sorry.
Stop cheering against me.
Well, that's just, okay.
All right. So I'm going to go with Alabama because I love them.
We get it. Hey, and I'm going to go with Arizona because I love them.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's where we split. That's where we split. Okay. I got to go with Purdue, man. I think they got the best player in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Final Four, give me Purdue.
All right. What about Houston versus Texas?
You mean Drake versus Iowa State.
Okay.
I got Drake. Final Four.
He's right. 12 seed. He's gone.
Yeah, I'm deep in there.
Okay. knee deep.
I'm deeper than that. Than Roberts. Oral. All right. Go ahead. People usually don't listen this far.
Give me.
Oh, okay. I remember when we tried sound effects.
I'm going Houston. All right, and the final of the West region, we got Kansas versus UCLA. I'm going UCLA.
I'm going Bruins, baby.
Yes, sir.
Final four.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
My only non-1 seed to make it, the Bruins.
Yep, UCLA and Drake are my – all right, in Arizona.
So Alabama and Purdue, for me, this is like the national championship because these are who I think are the two best teams. Okay. But I'm going with Alabama here.
I'm gonna go the opposite way. Give me Purdue.
Oh, all right, man. Zach Edey, player of the year. All right. We split right there. You had what? Purdue versus Arizona there.
Yeah, close.
So giving up on Arizona.
I got them winning it all.
No, you did that whole like stole my spiel just to give up on them right there and act like it was nothing.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Yep, I'm going with the Crimson Tide. All right, we move on to the next semifinal game where we have Houston versus UCLA. Or who do you got?
Drake versus UCLA.
Drake.
I jumped off the Drake bandwagon on this one. Final Four, great season, boys. But give me the Bruins versus Purdue in the national championship.
Yeah, I just think top to bottom, UCLA is one of the toughest teams to beat. I mean, they got three guys that can go out there night after night and just do everything on the court against you. I mean,
oh yeah,
you got I always mess up his name, Jamie.
For who? UCLA?
UCLA, yeah. Jamie Jaquez.
Jaquez.
Yeah, I always say his name wrong. Their point guard, Tiger Campbell, the way he runs that offense.
Right. Veteran guy.
He's always very under control with that offense.
Is Johnny Juzang still there?
No, he's gone. But they got Amari Bailey. So
He dropped 19 points.
Yeah, he's a hooper
in that last game. And they got a dude out, so Bailey's gonna be the one who needs to step up.
Yeah, I'm rocking with UCLA to get to the national championship.
So who do you got winning it all?
So I got Alabama versus UCLA, and I said it in probably early January,
okay,
late December that Alabama was my team. Right then and there, that is when I watched them that night, I knew.
Okay.
This is who I'm rocking with when it comes tournament time. And I'm sad that they got all the way to number one, because I was hoping they had them little poopy odds, because I was going to take them all the way then.
Yeah. I hate when
But they are number one now.
And you're taking
And I spotted it then, so I got to stay with it now. I'm going with
it.
The Crimson Tide, man. And just as a little, you know, tiebreaker, I think they win the game 71-64.
Okay, that's pretty in-depth. But I got UCLA taking down Purdue in the national championship game.
You got UCLA winning it all.
I do, in my big bracket, yep.
Okay, well, man, I like that. I'm totally with you, because I think UCLA is right there as well. They're the best 2 seed to me. They should have been a 1 seed.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I love that, but agree to disagree, Nate. We have a little side bet in our in our tournament challenge we have going here. So
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Good luck to you, but I really hope you lose.
That feeling's mutual, without a doubt.
Yeah, I took off on you guys last year, so
you win one thing one time and you just act like the man.
I know.
I've been running these bowl game contests. I've been running everything we do.
The bowl.
I've been smoking you in cornhole tournaments.
We tied in the. I beat you in the bowl games because you took TCU in the last one.
Yeah, well, because that was my
you
only
were going
chance
for,
to win.
Yeah,
I was. Yeah, I was.
And
going
I went with
win.
Safe second place.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you know
Damn,
what they say about
cornhole
safe
though.
Oh yeah, we smoked whoever is on your team in cornhole. We ran past you this year.
Where's your name on the trophy?
We won 3 straight games, and my partner wasn't there for the first. We lost the first game because my partner wasn't there, and then we ran through the losers.
So how didn't your name get on the trophy then?
We lost to Big Worm. Shout out Big Worm.
Oh, okay.
Well, we shouldn't have, because
the year my name got on the trophy, we didn't lose.
What, the first year when there was 6 teams and
no, it was like a 16-teamer.
The first year we did it?
Yeah.
No.
You weren't there the first year.
I was there the first year.
No, you
year.
Weren't.
Yes, I was.
You were sitting down here looking through the window watching us.
You're
super
high
sad.
Because there was 8.
And then you came over dragging your boards. And we're like, all right.
No, there was
and
8
we let
teams.
You play on the side. You didn't even play any real games. You were just so drunk you thought you did.
No, I did the drinking contest the second year. The first year was him versus Zach Artis drinking contest, and Artis threw up
that
all
was
of
fire.
The plants.
And then drove.
And then drove, yeah.
Champ shit, baby.
We so
sped away, actually.
I've technically never lost. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm sure you didn't want to. Were you there last year with the whole Myers fiasco?
Yeah, I was unable to drink last year, but.
Yeah,
that. Oh God, that was a.
Everyone was just like upset about it.
I never want to see him that drunk again.
No.
That ended the drinking contest.
We were just like, I hope he doesn't come up to talk to me next.
That's why it'll never happen again.
I mean, that means I'm 1-0, so.
When you guys tabletop him.
I'm John Jones. I vacated the belt. I'll come back.
Great video.
Great video. That
I have it on my phone somewhere.
Yeah, that was.
Watch his head, his neck snap back in slow motion. Great.
He gets body slammed by Jake, who hits his head on a pole. He starts leaking.
Yeah, that was awesome too.
Yeah, I'm trying to play a game. I'm right there next to him. These dudes are about to go to blows. I'm like, what the fuck did I get signed up for?
Didn't he find his sunglasses in his neighbor's backyard?
Yeah, like months later. Yeah. After he accused us of breaking them.
No, we did break them. We broke someone's sunglasses.
Yeah, someone's sunglasses.
It was me and Alex.
Oh, yeah, it was his.
He broke his own. So. Yeah.
Okay, well, now that you guys know story about time. That happens,
get a little personal for you Luck Changers people here.
Right, if you're still listening, I know a lot of you guys don't have really good.
Why do you think people hop off?
Because it's
only
like
been an hour.
It's like a.
We used to record like 2-hour joints, things? 2.5-hour joints. Yeah.
That's like watching a movie.
It's just something you sit down and listen to on your car ride.
Mm-hmm. Taking a poop.
When I listen to a podcast, I'll listen throughout the week.
Yeah.
You'll just like pause on the spot. And
I'll just stop it
in.
When I get out of the car or whatever. You know?
Yeah. I don't need to listen to it
this
all
the only
at once.
In its entirety, this is the only show I listen to.
That's it's your own.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's fair. I used to listen to our own religiously. Like every time we'd post it, that's the only thing I'd listen to for the next few days.
Yeah, and then he stopped doing it.
Shots fired. All right. So.
Studio coming soon.
Yeah. With all that being said. Do you guys have anything else for the listeners before we pop off?
No, man. Thanks for having me, man. You know, it was fun. You know, I appreciate you the other guys not showing up, so I get a chance to be on here.
Hey, yeah. Thank you for being here. Slim Dollar Sign.
You already know I'm here for you, my boy.
My guy, so.
You feel me? You smell me?
For Luck Changers, I always fuck the outro up. Let me try.
Cluck Bangers.
For your host, Nate. Monty the Italian, Slim with a dollar sign. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace. I'm a huge fan of Oral, personally.